Since the 1940s, the U.S. military has required troops to buy some of their own apparel and equipment, and it has to be made in the USA. Athletic shoes have been an exception to the rule known as the Berry Amendment, because at the time there were no eligible domestic manufacturers. Fast forward 70 years, and things have changed. Brands such as New Balance and Saucony are vying for a chance to be the official shoe of the U.S. military. Joining us to talk about the possibility of an all-American military wardrobe is Matt Powell, Vice President of Industry Analysis for Sports and Leisure Trends at the NPD Group. He also writes the blog Sneakernomics for Forbes.com and joins us from the studios of Maine Public Radio. Matt, why has it taken 70 years for them to get here? Have U.S. athletic shoes not been up to par?
No, I think it was a matter of being certified, frankly. New Balance, often using some foreign-made materials like outsoles, and because they weren't 100% made in the U.S., they weren't compliant with the law. And now New Balance and some other brands have been able to create products that are 100% made in the U.S.
Which other brands? Who's in the competition for this?
Well, Wolverine, which makes several different brand names, are making shoes here in the U.S. I don't believe they have yet started to make their Saucony brand in the U.S., but I think there are other brands taking a look at it now that New Balance has moved in.
How big a contract is it?
Well, I've heard 250,000 soldiers. Let's call it $40 a pair. That's $10 million of wholesale business.
A pretty good deal.
Yes.
Is there any question as to whether or not the U.S. military will go with a U.S.-made shoe brand? Is there a chance that it won't, that somehow they will be deemed not par?
I guess that's possible, but I think New Balance makes a high-quality product. They're known for the quality of their product, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. I think that the number of styles will be somewhat limited. It's not like every shoe in the New Balance line is made in the U.S. and is Berry compliant, so I see no reason that New Balance wouldn't get this contract.
Do the soldiers themselves have to buy things like running shoes?
They don't have to. If they want to, I believe they can. Prior to this, what they had done was provide the soldiers with a stipend and let them buy whatever shoe they wanted to buy. But in this case, they will actually be given the shoes as part of their equipment allotment.
But they're told within certain confines what they have to have if they do buy them themselves.
Yeah, there are certain requirements that have to be made. You wouldn't show up in a pair of Air Jordans, for instance, to try to train for their military activity.
So if this contract does come through, this will mean a lot of jobs.
Yes.
How so?
Well, I think they're going to have to gear up the production. They're going to have to make 250,000 more pairs of shoes. That's a lot of shoes.
Yeah, and suppliers will benefit.
Correct.
Yeah, and vendors throughout the country would benefit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Does this present ancillary opportunities for, say, running shoe manufacturers outside of the country who would be able to get some of their supplies, various parts of shoes, from the United States now that there are certain companies, New Balance, as you say, prime among them, that are making parts that they weren't once making here?
I don't think so. I think there are still much less expensive labor in Asia. So I doubt if they would actually make the parts here and then ship them to Asia or to another country.
What has New Balance been doing to prime itself for getting this contract, if it does get it?
They have a very experienced and well-trained workforce who've been making shoes for a long time. So they are really well established in the manufacture of footwear.
Okay. Thank you very much, Matt Powell, Vice President of Industry Analysis for Sports and Leisure Trends at the NPD Group. Thanks so much.
Thank you.